KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us. Plenty of times on this station, you've heard about ministry to Uganda, Jinja specifically, and one of the folks doing great work out there, Deb Roberts, who's in town and she's in studio with us. Deb, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're really looking forward to the short time we have to get updated. Deb's website, I want to make sure to give out right off. I'll give it a few times. NowDeb.com. And before we jump into details about that, Deb, quickly, walk us through what got Deb to Uganda?
Well, God asked me to go there.
Yeah.
He asked me to go there and help people go deeper in their faith. Now, our mission is to make a disciple that can make a disciple.
Yeah.
So Beverly Rich, who's the executive director, she brought me on as the director of education, and I started a school of ministry to help people go deeper in their faith.
Very good. So what have you seen happen?
Tons of life change has happened,
yeah.
Let me tell you that. People actively living out their faith. We've added practical theology as one of the classes where we're doing steps towards biblical counseling.
Okay.
So people can dive into the word, understand it in context, apply it to their lives, live out what you say you believe. I'm excited by some of the change that I'm seeing happening there because like here in the U.S., the same thing I see here is people have that surface level faith.
Yeah, right.
So that's what God asked me to do is help people go deeper. And yeah. I am trying to do that.
So when you, I have to imagine, because I think back, it's been a lot of years since I did, but I did give a full year towards serving in the children's ministry where
Wonderful.
You're teaching little kids.
Okay.
And, you know, everyone I talk to who, whether serving in children's ministry or maybe facilitating a life course or a school of ministry, do you look back at it and go, man, I'm getting from this?
Yeah, God has shown me that he didn't send me there to serve. Like,
yeah.
I'm there to serve for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But I'm there to learn and to grow myself.
Right.
Through all the different things that I'm doing.
Right. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and so must we.
And by God's grace, me too, right?
Yeah,
all
right.
Of us.
Right.
All
well,
of us.
We appreciate the work you're pouring into others in Uganda. And again, if you missed the beginning of the segment, we're visiting with Deb Roberts. Her website is nowdeb.com. And before, again, we've got a few minutes. Before we get into the details of that, I want to make sure we cover some of the things you're going to be doing while you're here in town because there's opportunity for people to catch up with you. There's a service coming up that you're going to be a part of at Calvary Church. Now, listen, if you don't attend Calvary Church, you're invited out for this.
Yes, that's true.
Come out and hear about what Deb is doing. Meet Deb. Hear more about the ministry. Pray about your part in supporting what the work that Deb's doing in Uganda. But tell us about the service that's coming up and then actually an opportunity in one of the classrooms here on the campus of Calvary Church for folks to catch up with you.
Yes. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, the 6th of November, they will call me up in front of the congregation for prayer. There'll be a short interview ahead of time as an introduction to the ministry that's happening. If you could come and pray, I would so appreciate that. I really believe in the power of prayer. So helpful.
Are you going to be around before or after service?
Yes, I think I'm having a kiosk in the hallway if anybody wants to come and chat. Or on the 17th of November, which is a couple Sundays from now, after second service, for those of you who don't attend Calvary, that's around 12:45, 1 o'clock. It'll be in the hub in room H3. I'm going to show pictures, videos, share some stories about what God is doing in Uganda.
Yeah, I have to imagine. And how long have you been in Uganda?
About 4 years.
Okay. Just coming home like this, is it furlough?
I'm on furlough.
Okay. That's got to be a little bit of culture shock.
Yeah, it's culture shock every time I come.
Yeah.
But I was actually just talking with a friend of mine about the hard hearts that are around. I think it's worldwide. And trying to reach out to people in new ways. We talked about this last year, and we got together brainstorming to figure out how we can reach people in new ways. And what we came up with was a scale outreach where we went to the center of town by the market.
Uh-huh.
And we weighed and measured people.
Uh-huh.
To tell them how much they weigh and how tall they are, because everybody there wants to be fat because it means you have money to buy food.
Right.
And we saw about 1,000 people in an hour.
It's in fashion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so hard hearts everywhere. I always think everybody tells me how great America is and how they all want to come here. But sometimes it's hard to see the capitalism, for lack of a better description.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people looking at the landscape of America, wondering what's going to happen and wondering if Christianity is going to be more, you know, persecuted. And we were having this conversation with someone today. The church flourishes under persecution.
It does.
And do you see some of that in Uganda?
Yes, there is persecution coming. They're coming down a lot harder. There's a lot of prosperity gospel there.
Uh-huh.
And so if you aren't on that train, people aren't always super nice to you.
Okay. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, Deb Roberts is our guest for the next couple minutes. She is a missionary to Jinja, Uganda. We just touched on the culture shock coming home. When you went to Uganda... The other way, there was culture shock. Uh-huh. What do you think really impressed you first when you got there, and has that changed at all?
Well, I was super surprised by the number of children.
Yeah.
They recently did a census there, and 50% of the population is under the age of 17.
Wow.
So I'm surprised about just the amount of children that are running around there and children taking care of children.
So 50% of the population under the age of 17 tells me that the life expectancy in Uganda is much lower than you would find here. Do you know what that is?
It's either 65 or 68.
Okay.
Because their retirement age is 55.
Okay. And that's just due to...
It's a third world country.
Disease.
Lack of food, hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How important is clean water? Yeah, I mean, it's important, but I mean, how difficult is it to...
Well, in the villages, they walk to boreholes.
Yeah.
Well, we have clean water where I'm at. We have access to it. The water's treated at a plant because I live right by Lake Victoria and the water plant is nearby. But we still boil it. We still filter it. You can't drink from the tap there.
Yeah.
But there are tons of Christian ministries there working on clean water.
Yeah. What's most encouraging for you as you do the work in Uganda?
Just seeing that change in people and people falling in love with Christ and what he's done for them and watching them just be on fire for other things. For example, one of the guys who graduated the School of Ministry last year went home. They made him the youth leader. He's helping with the band because we teach music as well. And he's doing crusades, outreaches,
growing.
Like he's on fire. I'm so excited.
Deb's been our guest. She's going to be at service at Calvary Church tomorrow. Come on out. And then on the 17th, come on out for the weekend service to catch up with Deb in the classroom. Deb, thanks for your time. And nowdeb.com, that's the website to go to. Lots to find there. Please go and visit it. And Deb, thanks for your time.
God bless you, Steve.
Likewise. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.